Lucky, he snarled. Push the log back toward the saw, Klaus.
Yes, sir, Klaus muttered.
Lucky, Violet cried. Push the log away.
Yes, sir, Klaus murmured.
Lucky, Foreman Flacatono barked. Toward the saw.
Lucky away.
Lucky toward the saw.
Lucky away.
Lucky toward the saw.
Lucky,
bellowed a new voice from the doorway, and everyone, including Violet, Klaus, Sunny, and Foreman Flacatono, turned around. Even Charles tried the best he could to see Dr. Orwell, who had appeared in the doorway along with Shirley, who was lurking behind the hypnotist.
We just stopped by to make sure everything went well, Dr. Orwell said, gesturing to the saw with her black cane. And I'm certainly glad we did. Lucky, she shouted to Klaus. Do not listen to your sisters.
What a good idea, Foreman Flacatono said to the doctor. I never thought of that.
That's why you're only a foreman,
Dr. Orwell replied snobbily.
Lucky, Klaus. Push the log in the path of the saw.
Yes, sir, Klaus said, and began to push the log again.
Please, Klaus, Violet cried. Don't do this.
Giese,
Sunny shrieked, which meant, don't hurt Charles.
Please, Dr. Orwell, Violet cried. Don't force my brother to do this terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing, I know, Dr. Orwell said. But it's a terrible thing that the Baudelaire fortune goes to you three brats, instead of to me and Shirley. We're going to split the money 50-50.
After expenses, Georgina,
Shirley reminded her.
After expenses, of course,
Dr. Orwell said.
The hmm of the saw began making its louder, rougher sound as the blade started to slice the log once more.
Tears appeared in Charles's eyes and began to run down the string, tying him to the log. Violet looked at her brother, and then at Dr. Orwell, and dropped the heavy book on the ground in frustration. What she needed now, and most desperately, was the word that would unhypnotize her brother, but she had no idea what it could be. The command word had been used many times, and Violet had been able to figure out which word had been used over and over. But Klaus had only been unhypnotized once, after the accident that had broken Phil's leg. She and her sister had known, in the moment he started defining a word for the employees, that Klaus was back to normal. But who knew what word caused him, that afternoon, to suddenly stop following Foreman Flacatono's orders? Violet looked from Charles's tears to the ones appearing in Sunny's eyes as the fatal accident grew nearer and nearer. In a moment, it seemed, they would watch Charles die a horrible death, and then they would most certainly be placed in Shirley's care. After so many narrow escapes from Count Olaf's treachery, this seemed to be the moment of his, or in this case, her, terrible triumph. Out of all the situations, Violet thought to herself, that she and her siblings had been in, this was the most miserably irregular. It was the most miserably immoderate. It was the most miserably disorderly. It was the most miserably excessive. And as she thought all these words, she thought of the one that had unhypnotized Klaus, the one that just might save all their lives.
Inordinate!
She shouted, as loudly as she could to be heard over the terrible noise of the saw.
Inordinate! Inordinate! Inordinate!